Hello there, and welcome to the Car Wash 2.0. Show was so good, disappeared for a few years. We're back now. We're back, we're better than ever. My name is Dalmain Favor. I'm your host. I'm a journalist to Sokola Duma, and my mother loves me. That's all you need to get And of course, I'm not alone. I have a few special guests with me, legends in their own right, people who have done the business both on and off the field. Some of us are still doing it on the field. Yeah. My far left, we've got...
Is that me?
Yeah. Now, I want you to listen to this. Let me serenade you. Okay. Let me serenade you.
Good luck with that.
First up, the man who made football look like a catwalk and heartbreak look fashionable. A Soweto original. Pirates royalty. The face of the entire 2010 FIFA World Cup.
Sure.
The one and only Teko Modise. Now listen. I'm serenading you. This is the brother who rocked up to his last day at a club in a checkered suit and a red bow tie, like he was attending a wedding he organized inside. They didn't just let him leave the club. They called a whole press conference to do it.
Yeah.
This is the guy with 66 Bafana caps, 10 goals, and after years of suffering the trophy curse, he finally found peace and silverware. He's got a wall tattooed on his body for blocking out pain, according to his book. Some of us, we just take Panado. But now he blocks pain with as being one of the sharpest voices in the game. The tattooed icon, the people's champ, Teko Dona Modise.
I know.
Must play that song, Serenade. Thank you very much. Welcome, that was Dona. Nice. That was nice.
The pressure is on now. This is how you serenade.
It's a lot.
Hey.
Next up, on my left, my immediate left, the man who turned adversity into elevation.
Yeah.
Soweto's very own bright star, Brighton Mhlongo. Former Orlando Pirates goalkeeper. Proud Bafana Bafana international, one cap to his name. Proof that football careers don't end.
It's allowed.
They evolve.
And the match was not even televised.
What do you mean? Wait. Why is he interrupting my serenation? And besides, that one cap is important, guys.
Very.
How did you get a cap when you... I'll continue this conversation about the serenade.
Okay. Let me serenade you.
Yeah.
Let me cook. We say, yes, he's had his tough moments between the posts. And I'm not referring to the 6-1.
Don't traumatize me.
But what truly defines him is how an injury didn't slow him down. In fact, it opened up an entirely new lane for him. From goal mouth to your TV screens, Brighton has transitioned into acting, media, broadcasting, with the same confidence that he showed on the pitch. Mm. And unlike Teko, his tattoos, you can actually see.
Hey, shots fired. Okay, it's going to be a long day.
From gloves to the spotlight, the bright star himself, Brighton Mhlongo.
Thank you. And welcome. For response, Teko.
Jesus.
How was I expected to get 50 caps?
We keep it moving. That's Linda.
When I'm playing.
Let me serenade.
We serenade Linda. We're cooking.
Let me serenade.
Take water into wine. Oh, hello, when you turn water into wine.
Yeah. Let me serenade Linda. And saving the drip for last, the fashion-forward footballer raised in the shadows of Escodini itself.
Sure.
You literally grew up next to Orlando. Yeah. This man whose journey is as colorful as his hairstyles and as bold as his tattoos, one of which is of Orlando Pirates. The club he grew up idolizing across the road. Now, this was a waiter at Carnival City during the PSL Awards. But it didn't stop there for him. He became a nominee himself. Mm. He's a professional player, and Linda's story says pure hustle. Fearless in fashion, fearless in self-expression, and still grinding at the pitch with Sekhukhune United, Figo represents the modern footballer. Confident, so much so that wearing a skirt is not beyond his reach. Creative and unapologetically himself, more than just looks and flair, he's living proof that authenticity is power. Ladies and gentlemen, Linda Mtambo.
No. Thank you. That was nice. Yeah.
The Pirates.
Yeah, Cosmos, Chiba. The only people see the Pirates wife. But I've got tattoos of my previous teams.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice.
Tattoos of Chiba.
Yeah, I've got a portrait of Jomo.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a tattoo of Jomo Cosmos logo. Mm-hmm. I've got a tattoo of Chiba.
Biggest.
Yeah, Prompi.
That's
yeah.
Nice, man.
It's been
that's
a part of my journey.
Yeah.
So now I'm getting a Babina Noko a tattoo. We've still got space.
Okay.
Now it looks like when we were selecting this panel, we had a strict criteria.
The tattoos.
Tattoos number one, being from Soweto number two, and then having played for Orlando Pirates number three.
Okay.
I think we've got a pretty decent cast. Right? And
yeah.
I want to jump straight into it.
Yeah.
We unpack a hard-hitting topic that is, everyone is speaking about it at the moment. Bafana, Bafana, there's so much happening with the national team, Teko.
Mm.
We've got the AFCON coming up in December. We've got the World Cup 6 months later. I want to ask you, when I say Bafana, Bafana, what comes to mind? What's the first thing that pops up for you when we speak about Bafana, Bafana in 2025?
Before we find in 2025, I would say what comes to mind is excitement. Mm-hmm. Maybe also that follows with a belief. I mean, all of a sudden, man, we have Bafana Bafana that everybody's interested in watching. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the last time we were so excited with Bafana. Maybe it was 2010, maybe the last time we were excited about Bafana. But in the recent years, I mean, you know, I think ever since, I mean, we tried different coaches. Hugo Bruce came through, nobody liked him. We criticized him. I was one of those people as well. As to then how he wanted to immediately change Bafana Bafana.
Sure.
And yeah, man, then we went on to become one of the households in Africa, coming third in the AFCON, and still continue qualifying for the World Cup. You know, the last time we qualified, I think it was what, 2002. Mm-hmm. Lucas Radebe was still there, Mandela was still alive.
3 years ago. I started grade two.
Yeah, so you expanded on our age.
I started grade two in 2002.
What? I was playing professional football at the time. So anyway. So yeah, man, I think guys can attest to it. I mean, as to then how exciting it is to not just to watch Bafana Bafana, just to have conversations around it. Mm-hmm. And we still feel like, you know, there's a lot that contributed to what Bafana Bafana is today. Mm-hmm. I think maybe the biggest credit can go to the PSL as to then the type of work that they have done. Yeah. You know, the DDC coming into place. I mean, for the fact that we are the best league in the continent, it really resonates as to then maybe falls off as well as to what Bafana Bafana is doing. Of course, in, you know, the previous AFCON, it was majority of Mamelodi Sundowns players on the team. Mamelodi Sundowns was on a different level. Now Orlando Pirates are dominating. Orlando Pirates on a different level. So when you have big teams that are doing great things, it also impacts as to then how Bafana Bafana looks. And right now, we're all excited. The pressure is on. But what type of footballer are you if you're not going to be putting yourself in situations that are, you know, requires you to be under pressure? Because football, it is about the type of games. You train so hard. We started playing football at a young age to be in bigger stages. And I think this is the biggest stage. There's a lot of young guys in the Bafana Bafana team. I'm just looking forward to see as to then what is it that they can conjure this time around. Now that everybody knows them. In the continent, then Bafana Bafana is one of the best teams. Now that everybody knows you, can you actually be able to sustain the type of pressure, the expectations? Yeah. And we're looking forward to seeing it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Linda, just last week, recently, Coach Hugo Bruce announced this 25-man squad. When you were watching it, were there any surprises for you that stood out? I know that one of Themba Zwane, a lot of people were shocked, but not shocked because he'd been injured for a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of people were arguing about Lodge, whether he should be there or not. People were fighting for Ikram Reyners. They were saying that he's one of the most informed strikers.
Yeah, based on the numbers, right? Yeah.
Based on numbers, statistically speaking, he is. Your thoughts?
No, you're right. I think, you know, before I give my opinion, maybe first, let's congratulate Coach Hugo Bruce and the work that he's done with the national team.
Sure.
I think for a long time, I think in South Africa, it's just exciting times, like what Deb has just said. Yeah. And the standard again of the PSL, mm-hmm. I think teams competing in inter-club football has just also contributed to the national team and the success that is there.
But again, you know, I know, but again, I said it's my opinion, right?
Your opinion. We want your opinion.
Yeah, I think there's just been a lot of, should I say unfairness, you know, to certain players. Mm-hmm. And again, to what the coach always says. You know, I said it off air that it's a pity that I was injured. I just came back now.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
But had I came back earlier and got my form and started scoring, I would have wanted my name to be there.
Would you have sent the police call?
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, because, you know, as a South African, I think I'm entitled to play for the national team. Mm-hmm. So this age thing, I think it should be scrapped out, you know, because now it just doesn't balance, you know.
Yeah.
When you hear Coach Hugo speak about the importance of Mshishi Thembazwani in the national team.
It's 36.
Yeah, and then he looks away at performances of Temuco Siloch. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, it is a problem. You know, and as a coach, again, that same Mshishi, you didn't want him in the national team before.
Yeah.
You know, and we came in and told you that he's probably our best player in the league at that moment. And, you know, he had to swallow his pride and take it in. So that for me, and, you know, no problem to the players that have been selected. I would have wanted, you know, one of our players to be selected at Kukune United. For instance, Sekiletso Makgaolo.
Yeah.
I think he's been hard done. Mm-hmm. The past season, he was part of two big awards.
Yeah.
Football of the season, and Players Player of the Season.
Mm-hmm.
And for him not to have been given a call-up for so long.
Mm-hmm. Not even a reserve player.
Yeah. And when he started the season, this season, he was amongst the top assists. Again, he'd never been called up. It's only now that he got a call-up, but never got a chance to play. So again, it just it raises a lot of eyebrows, you know, as to what the criteria is. Mm. But we're not taking away from all the guys that have been selected that are going to represent the country. Mm. But I think in the future, maybe as a coach, is just select your players and just keep quiet, block the noise. Because the moment you speak about this player, we are going to question you about the other player.
Yeah.
Understand? And then it's going to now cause turmoil within the country.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Now, speaking of causing turmoil, we are in rainy Johannesburg. And if you do hear sounds, askis, but
I'm sorry.
It is raining on this side of the world. It was hailing as well. Some of us had to run, put our cars under covers. So if you see some water on faces, it's not sweat. It is hail. It is rain.
Hey, bana. Even indoors.
Yeah. Even indoors.
Those are little in bam.
Now, Brighton, I want to come over to you. And on Friday, I was at an event with the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture and Recreation, very importantly, said that Bafana can win the World Cup.
Sure.
Number one.
Okay.
And then he said he expects minimum a final from the AFCON. Now, I want to ask you, let's be fair. Mm. Are we good enough or are we dreaming? What are our realistic chances in both of these competitions? And I want you to be as honest as possible.
But are you being unfair? How do you ask a person with one cap with that kind of question? When someone played the World Cup, you should be able to answer that question.
In fact, you stood there also. You know,
did you start? That one cap, did you start?
Yeah, it was. It was a friend.
But we started the match.
Let's put this matter to bed.
Did we win?
My one cap, we played against Ghana.
Did we win?
It was televised. Moses.
Did we win?
You drew 1-1. And then, in addition, how did you expect me guys to go above one cap when I was playing with the likes of Itumeleng Nkun, Mzansi's finest,
The late Saints.
I'm not gonna go further. Yeah, I'll leave it at Ito.
No,
And I remember that game also. They scored from a center line.
No, it was a penalty that I only saved. Anyway, coming back to that question. You know what's the thing? So when you ask me that question, like, I'm thinking about it and I'm hearing Figo, you know, talking about the criteria, players being selected by merit. And we're not saying that they're not being selected by merit, but I think form over anything. It's always key. It's always important. Again, when Figo says, rather than select the players and don't say anything, I think it has always been the best policy for every coach at a top level, where they'll even come back to you and say, when I select you to play, I don't announce why am I playing, or I don't explain anything, you know? Yeah. So I just select and let's keep it moving, because it does raise, yes, a couple of eyebrows and so forth. But as for Minister Mackenzie's, bold declarations, I'm calling them bold because, yes, sometimes it's good to be ambitious. It's good also to set the standards and expectations as well for the team, for the players, everyone who's involved. But at the same time, we need to be wary of how we put out those things, especially for the country at large. You know, because for us, the custodians of football, and I'm talking as a fan right now, it's easy to misquote, misinterpret what you are saying.
Yeah.
And when things don't work out, because yes, we've had a fantastic run throughout so many games unbeaten under Coach Hugo Bruce. Mm-hmm. And we've seen great nations go through that. We saw Spain coming into the 2010 winning it. And then the following campaign, they struggled. Mm-hmm. You know, they even lost the Euros. Mm-hmm. We saw Italy doing the same thing. We saw France winning 2006 World Cup. I mean, they went to the final, sorry.
Yeah, in the final, 2006.
Yeah. But after that, they've been horrible. You know, we saw the most famous one, the most recent one as well, was Germany in Brazil. Mm. They were masterclass.
Mm.
They were hammering everyone, you know. And then the following World Cup, 2018,
they were cack.
They were horrible. they were horrendous, man.
Yeah.
You know? So all those things, we'll never know what might happen because we have AFCON. We have two back-to-back major tournaments. Like we have AFCON right now.
Yeah.
And a lot can still happen. Expectations, everyone is saying we've set the bar very high. With the bronze medal, nothing less than a final. But the question is now, should we not even make it out of the group? Of which it's out of question from everyone. But when you look at the group, it's a relatively tough group.
Mm.
We have Angola, they're physically strong. They're a nightmare, you know?
Yeah.
You have Zimbabwe who like to be, you know, the noisy neighbors, the disturbing.
They always cost us.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Then you have Egypt as well, who have, you know, a bone to pick with us after the 2019 AFCON, you know, the exit.
They haven't had a happy start.
Yeah. So, and we know what Donna and crew did when they got to Egypt. So everything that's got to do with South Africa, Egypt, it's a nightmare. So all of those things, when you combine them together, it's unwanted pressure around the club, around the country, the team. So my thing is that we are proud of the squad. For making sure that they qualify, AFCON, they qualify again for the World Cup. All they have to do now, just take it from there, go to the field of play, and take it one game at a time, because the first game is going to be important.
But I've got a thing though. Maybe just to play devil's advocate as well.
Yeah.
So then it's always going to be difficult when you are a national team coach, because then you don't have enough time to work with the players, right? So then you do at some point you need to have some sort of criteria that everybody speaks of as to then how you select. It's always going to be difficult. It's always going to be the question as to then, yeah, but Linda is supposed to be there. Those are the challenges that the coach needs to face. Yeah. But once you sign those contracts, you know what you're facing.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, is like what I've also realized is in terms of the pattern that Coach Hugo Bruce has is that the certain positions that he doesn't compromise.
Yeah.
Man, he has his own soldiers. Mm-hmm. And then the other positions, he tinkers a little bit and all that type of stuff. And I like that because then you that's how we grow. That's how then we integrate all the younger ones, because those are the younger ones that are going to carry the
core.
Yeah.
Spine.
They're going to carry the spine. Yeah.
But
now within that is what I don't like is when you select a young player like Kambe, you're putting him into a tournament when he hasn't had any cap at the senior team.
Mm-hmm.
So then you haven't really tested him in a sense that you know that he is a soldier enough, because you have shown us that there's soldiers that you rely on. He hasn't really given you much in terms of national team colors. You see us, so then can he become one of those players that actually help us, right? And for me, is like we and there's a player, maybe possibly for me, I would love to see him play in the World Cup based on his playing overseas.
He scored the World Cup.
Yeah, he's doing great there, right? Yeah. And I strongly believe that he's always been under the radar of Coach Hugo Bruce with the players that he at some point needs to select.
Yeah.
But then you had a friendly in between. I think it was a Zambia game.
Yeah,
there was a friendly in between.
Yeah, he could have called
him. He could have called him and played him, right? And it comes back to what Figo said. Then you have Makgalo that has been doing so much, right? It is a friendly. Why are you still playing your strongest team? You know what you're going to get from
them.
Why don't you, the ones that are, you know, there and there, that are, because you still have to have like a pool of players that you're looking forward to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those are the type of friendlies that you use, the type of thing, because you never have any other opportunities as well. Yeah. Because the truth of the matter is between now and the World Cup, there's a lot can change. So then you need to ask yourself a question now. Okay, if Ronwen, something happens within Ronwen, because it's been my number one since I've been here, is Sipho Chain ready to be
the next one to step in. Mm. But how would you know that if you're not playing? Because there's a difference between a club form and a national team form. You understand what I mean? So those are type of friendlies that you need to play those guys. Because you know what you're going to get from Ronan. You know what you're going to get from Odell. You know all these players that you've been using. You know what you're going to get from them. Yeah. So when are you going to use the players that you... Like, if this is a game against Zambia, it's a game that you start your overs because it's always been in the national team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So when does he get to prove?
To prove that he actually deserves to be there. And if things comes to shit,
I'm capable.
He's capable to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a new thing. Yeah.
It's not. And that's where my problem is. I'm not against any selection whatsoever. I'm just saying, because I play for the national team and I've realized...
66 times, by the way.
Thank you.
You have to emphasize what you said. Todd.
But just saying, able to borrow me maybe 3.
Yeah, I can give you 3. I can give you. Because the truth of the matter is, guys, like, Flopogor now, people... from a fan point of view, fans that are just football lovers, they just watch the game. And then there's us who are former footballers that are still fans of the game, but we know what happens in the dressing room. We know what happens in the boardroom. So it's our opportunity as well when you're sitting here to also still be able to educate, right?
Yeah.
So then the education part is like, there's certain positions fans need to understand are based on form.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, and those type of positions are judged based on numbers. Yeah. A striker is judged on goals. Mm. Yeah. Nobody cares if you're a presser. Hey, you're a presser. Hey, what about your flicker?
Yeah.
Come end of the season, how many goals have you scored? Hmm. The goalkeeper, how many clean sheets have you scored? 100%. It's unfortunate, right?
Yeah.
But other positions, maybe a number 10 year, and okay, how many goals have you created? But other positions, it's based on form, based on the work that you can... Yeah. You understand what I mean? Yeah. And for me, it's a worrying factor when I look at the selection. I'm like, okay, the only person...
Yay!
Yeah, we did speak about the Lightning.
Hey. We did,
and we played from a team in Limpopo. So they used to.
I was about to say this, man. The way it's the same is used to.
No.
Why
is it bringing back? What's up with Limpopo?
I bought Lightning proof about 5 rand long time ago. Lightning will never do anything for me. So you get to that position, you're like, okay, sharp. For me, as if, let's say maybe now I get into coaching. If I get into coaching, I work with the guys every week in, week out.
Yeah.
And then if now I need to also be cognizant of the fact that, okay, Sha, I need to understand Linda, as much as he speaks about the age, now it's about management. Yeah. Now it's okay, Sha. Mm-hmm. Linda's 33, 34. Okay, cool. He has given me 6 games back to back, right? And look at my log position. I'm like, okay, now I'm good. There's type of games that I can actually rest in.
Yeah.
Because I need him to give me another 6 games in the same format that he gave me.
And maybe a more important period.
Yeah. Right now, I can tell you right now, when the Bafana Bafana, now we have the trial and tested that whenever you look at Bafana Bafana, their names are always there.
You know who's there.
But have we ever looked at Bafana Bafana, what's going to happen if those guys are not there?
And the burnout factor as well. Because you look at the...
Look at Teboho Mokoena. He's been in the Bafana Bafana. He's playing in Sundowns. He hasn't had a rest in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Ronan Williams, the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. Madao, you can say the same thing as well. So I'm just speaking from a Sundowns point of view. They're from Kiva Club, World Cup and all that stuff.
Yeah.
We've never really saw what Bafana Bafana looks like without Mokoena, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move forward. Now you have Sipumbule that is the only person that has been selected from a creative... point of view. Right?
Yeah.
You have Reyes, but he is selected from a winger coming in.
We can
speak about the dynamics that happen, but from a creative point of view, we only have Sipo, right?
Yeah.
So now the question is now, you have Sipo that is buzzing, he's one of the top players that we speak of. Now, we don't have anybody else besides Sipo, which means when Sipo's not on the pitch, definitely going to play different. And I don't see Sipo playing 3 games in a row in AFCON.
Sure.
I'm not wishing him to play 3 games in a row, but I'm saying for the fact that the game temperament that everybody has around him, he doesn't have.
Yeah.
He's not a starter on the Pirates. He comes in, the last previous game in the final, he came in extra time. He changed the game.
Yeah.
Fantastic. The national team, the last time he played a very competitive game, he played 90 minutes, it was in the national team.
Yeah.
So therefore, he'll jump 2 months to 2.5 months to actually start playing a full, intense game, which is in the Bafana Bafana. He doesn't have the game temperament. Yeah. Let's not lie to ourselves. So we're going to have to rely on the younger ones, the Reles, the Apolis to come and help us. But I'm saying, comes back to the form, comes back to the numbers. Do we have players that are on form? If for me, because I'm a realistic person, I know for a fact that in the national team, they're in the boardroom, they're using AFCON as a dress rehearsal for the World Cup because that's what the bigger picture is. Mm-hmm. So now the bigger picture is, okay, cool, guys. really needs to start.
Yeah.
If I'm building towards
the World Cup.
The World Cup.
Yeah.
Because I need him to be the starter to be ready by then.
Yeah.
So he needs to start. Young Kotas needs to start. All the younger ones needs to start,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But then my thing is like, okay, Jap, do we have all these quality players around, but we don't have replacements. And we become biased in terms of the players that sometimes we're selecting players not based on form, but because of what they have done for national team
cadets. Yeah.
So what it says to me, if I'm playing for Richards Bay, there is no way. There's no fucking way that I'll be selected.
Unless I'm playing for one of the big three.
Even with the goalkeepers, because now with what Deco is saying now, it's hitting me right now that do we have a succession plan right now? Because it was the same thing we spoke about, your Andrew Arenses, right? Back then. And then we struggled a bit.
Yeah.
Then there was Monib. Brian was deputizing and all of that. Then Itu came in for the longest of time. To a point that when he was injured, it was all of a sudden we have a goalkeeping crisis, whereas we had goalkeepers. Right now, you're mentioning Ronza. We know what he's capable of. Everyone knows him. You know? He has shown. Now we look at who's deputizing for him. It's Sipho and Ricardo. In my honest opinion, I can gamble in dropping one of those and bringing in a Fletcher Smith-Lowe, because he went to the AFCON under 20. He plays his trade. He was phenomenal. He plays for Estoril Praia in Portugal,
yeah,
which is European experience. It's okay, even though he doesn't get much game time.
We've got Peter C in there. Cheese.
Ronaldo. I hear what you're saying.
No, we're right. Yeah.
Young ones.
I mean, a salad you need to add stuff. You are going to eat salad, you need to.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know you don't eat salad. You are kind of going to eat your item.
Let me ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Because in my mind, I think that when it comes to Coach U, and forgive me, remember, this is my nation as well. You know? Seeing Bafana win makes me happy.
Makes all of us happy.
And obviously, we always raise questions around the national team. But don't you think that Coach Hugo relies a lot on club success? Because if you look at the makeup of the national team, it's Sundowns, it has Pirates, 3-4 overseas-based players.
No Chiefs.
Right? No Chiefs. Yeah, no Chiefs.
Chiefs.
And in that case, we'll think that maybe a Peterson could be third goalkeeper.
Yeah.
You know, or Ronaldo Lina at Kukule could be third goalkeeper.
Yeah.
But when you look at that, in a league that is made up of 16 teams, one Golden Arrows is playing exciting football.
Yeah,
There's that winger,
he was a player of the month, not so much.
He kept Puso Diteja at TS Galaxy.
Yeah. Oh, he's fantastic.
Those type of
players. Him and Matambi boy.
Yeah.
And then you ask your question is, what's influencing, the coach's decision? Like I said again.
I ask you guys this? Sorry to interrupt you, Figo. Is every player a national team player? And I'll tell you why I asked this. They included one player of the season and he couldn't get into Bafana.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Bradley Grobler is one of the top finishers in the country. I know he's old. Age aside.
Yeah.
He can't get into the national team. We have so many examples of players that were top, couldn't crack the national team. That's what I'm asking, Figo.
Have you given them a chance?
Yeah, but I mean, they have Bradley's defense. Bradley was part of, the squad under Baxter, And after that, yes, there were changes and whatnot.
He didn't stop scoring.
He didn't stop. So, again, it goes with preference with coaches.
No, tell me. At some point, we were unknowns. All of
yes,
this
yeah.
sure. Nobody knew Dego. Nobody knew.
Somebody gambled with me.
Somebody gave us a chance. So that's my point. And we're not saying, again, change the whole makeup of the squad. No. Like we spoke about it. You have a foundation, you've got a core. You've got those players that understand, they'll integrate, other players. For instance, in my opinion, bring in a lodge. We're playing in Morocco.
Yeah.
Can we get the weeded supporters coming in
and
just helping us with the numbers?
With numbers,
can we have Lodge integrate the players in the culture, in the climate, in everything that's happening there? Hmm. So instead of only just bringing him probably as a player, so now you're getting two in one. So
you're getting someone who's familiar.
You're getting fed with it. You're getting someone who's going to give guys an understanding of what Morocco is.
Yeah.
And again, he deserves it. If you look at the numbers, his numbers are crazy. His numbers are crazy. And like what Deco said, in that 10th position, we only have Sipho Mbule. What happens when Spola crashes out? What happens
when he's in form?
He's in form. He scored now for Limassol right now.
Just won an
back award. Back. Yeah. He won an award. His numbers, because what you are adding is very key, especially for you guys as creative midfielders.
the main important thing is that if I'm not on the score sheet, at least assisting. And that's what Luda is doing. And not only did he move from Braga, he went to Copenhagen. So he has played, you know, big games. He understands what it.
And I'm gonna be very controversial as well. Just to add on that.
One controversy, man. Give us.
Hey, so also in hindsight now, I feel like in a 2010 squad, we could have done better with overseas based integration into the national team, especially from an attacking point of view.
Okay.
Right. The reason why I'm saying this is you have a local player that is Teko Modise playing for Orlando Pirates at the time. Mm-hmm. His biggest games in the land at the time is versus KZ Chiefs and Sundowns.
Yeah.
Right. So now you have overseas based players that are playing in EPL, La Liga, whatever the case may be.
Benio was at
that time. So now you have those guys that knows how to deal with that type of a pressure in those type of games, right? But then when you don't integrate them into the national team, when Bafana, when things were not going well in 2010, when you looked on the pitch to look for some sort of inspiration, you're looking at Teko Modise. He's playing local.
Yeah.
He's playing against Bloemfontein City Kicks next week. You understand what I mean?
And he's playing against Carlos Vela from Barcelona at the time.
My guy. So I'm saying it comes back to that. Like we need guys. We gone are those days where we need to have certain players that are from certain teams, regardless of their form or not, and then they become part of the national team.
Yeah.
Because then we don't need a Dantling story again. Mm-hmm. We need players that are actually on form based on numbers. Let's see, let's test them if they actually are capable of doing that.
Yeah, give them a chance to fail. Yeah, but let also me give you the rope.
Yeah, but also on the other side is like Hugo Bruce as well is also setting, you know, a foundation for us so that when he leaves, you still have a national team team that can still be able to compete, because that's why he's integrating the younger ones. That's fine.
Yeah.
But if you are willing to integrate the younger ones, don't exclude the ones that are in form. But you're judging them on the age.
Yeah.
Because then if we're judging everybody by their age, okay, sharp. Then you're saying if you're old enough, then you can play. If we look at all the numbers, if there's a certain position that we're looking at the numbers, then let's look at the numbers across board.
Sure.
Don't be specific. It's like, Linda, the numbers are not great.
Yeah.
But you, I don't care about the numbers, but you can be a soldier for me. No. We can't do that. And these are the times that we can actually have the type of conversation. People might say like, yeah, they bring in negativity. No, we don't. We're just looking at the reality of the game. Because the truth of the matter is, we've got four teams that are competing. And look at the log. Everybody must Google, go look at the log. We're one of the best leagues.
Yeah.
Look at the log. Look at the teams that are competing there.
Yeah.
And we've never had the log like this in a while.
Yeah, in a long time. Yeah.
Now, look at the players that are dominating in those teams. Yeah. Look as to then how can then I integrate them then?
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? Yeah. If I'm bringing a young player that I think maybe I want him to be ready come 2026 World Cup in Mexico, I need to do what Coach Carlos Abreu did with Ito Melenkun. He took him to 2008 AFCON. Yeah. He never played him.
He didn't play.
Yeah.
But guess what happened after that?
Confirmed.
He was the guy.
Mm.
So now you sometimes you integrate players without even playing them.
Yeah.
But you're just acknowledging the fact that you're performing.
Yeah.
But I want you to understand what it means for you to wear this jersey. Come here, let me show you.
You never have to get ready if you stay ready. You getting a player stay ready.
It's quite simple.
You just had to go through the English that you got from Sokala Dina Baraito.
How do you get the experience, though, man,
if you're not given a chance,
yeah. You know, you first test drive the car before you buy it, right?
True.
So that's what you do even with the players, because now you're looking at the different dynamics before you get to the tactical aspect and technical aspect. And again, Teko is talking about rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
When we say rebuilding, we're not saying it's always about the national team is not a club.
Sure.
We're not building, we're not going to play in space or Mars or whatever.
Yeah.
But we are talking in terms of now laying the blueprint. It can be Teko, it can be Dalmain. It can be different person. We're talking about the system.
A system.
And
yeah.
when you lay that system, you stick by it.
True.
And while you're doing that, you also need to understand that certain things will happen. Dalmain, much as I love him, there might be a deeper form, a huge deeper form.
Yeah.
What do I have in my arsenal?
Guys, there's going to be a lot coming next season.
There's a lot.
I'm scared. Yes, if you go find, I'm going to tell you from a footballer point of view, because I do analysis. I'm just not trying to be funny. There's a lot that's going to happen. I can tell you why. You have a what you raised earlier on, Orlando Pirates dominating the national team, especially from an attacking point of view. Mm-hmm. Nobody's as exciting like Orlando Pirates right now.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time I looked at Orlando Pirates and I'm like smiling because of how exciting they look when they play.
Sure.
They dominate, right? Look at the number of games that they will be playing until come end of the season. Those players. Because those players are very key in their own teams.
Yeah.
And they will be very key in the national team colors. Look at Sundowns. Look at the number of games that they're going to be playing.
Yeah.
My guy, there's going to be a lot of deeper form. There's going to be a lot of injuries, right? And already we haven't really tested anybody else. You know what's going to happen? And I wish it doesn't happen. I'm going to say this. Where's my camera? Whatever. Yeah, Ula, I'm here.
You are over here.
And I'm going to say this. I just wish South Africans, we're not going to do really what you guys did to me in 2010. We're not going to put pressure on Rile Mofokeng to be the guy that brings the World Cup to us or take us out of that group in Mexico like what you did to me.
Yeah.
Because you're going to kill that boy. That boy still needs to grow. He still needs to put this type of performance that he put for Paris in the national colors, but he hasn't done so. We need to allow him to grow because he's the future of the club.
Yeah.
I know that it's going to be the face because of the brand that he's going to be wearing, right? Yeah. But let's not do that because South Africans, we normally do that. We put so much pressure on one player. We're neglecting the other ones. Let's not do what we used to do. Now that we have Bafana Bafana is doing well and it's in a good space, we can only put on positivity and things that maybe that are neglected.
Yeah.
But let's not start putting pressure on individual players that we're thinking that, we can't, guys. Relo, when was the last time we were excited about a young player? You know, I think the last time I was excited about a young player was Steve Lekulia coming into the next and into the PSL.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember his age, but you know what I mean. But it was said. But anyway, let's
wrap it up because with Bafana, and we'll continue to speak on this in the other episodes. There's 10 of us, by the way, for season one of the Car Wash 2.0. We are going to touch on Bafana. There's so much to speak on. I want to move on to something, and we've already touched on it. The PSL. I want us to go back to school. You spoke about school now. Some of us went to school. Actually went to school.
In fact, I attended.
Oh, you attended?
I was very present.
Okay. But I want us to be present with this one. We are going to be issuing out report cards.
Okay.
It is June. It is the halfway mark. It is a very crucial time in the PSL at the moment. I want us to, when we look at the PSL, and it's interesting for you because you're still playing.
Yeah.
I want us to give out report cards halfway through the season to say which club is getting an A, which clubs are looking at failing, where we have to now call your parents and it's not looking good.
Yeah.
Which clubs do we have to push to work harder because they're just not making it? And I'm looking at the log, right? And it's only fitting that we speak about one of the clubs that is represented here.
Yeah, we play Portugal and national team. We were singing so much in the dressing room, in the tunnel. And it was
cold.
I'm a -2, bro. I'm a club now. Cool. And Ronaldo and the Deco, they're looking at us like this. We were singing, but like, this one's going to hammer them today. Hey, they hammered us.
And
I was like, this thing is taking us too much energy.
We're singing.
Adibashabe.
Adibashabe. I come from the OPE system, not the 30%.
Yeah.
Why Utoga Amasket?
Okay.